And now we're going to turn to the East Bay Express co-editor Robert Gammon to get the latest news. So, Robert, let me start with the decision by Alameda County prosecutors that they will not press criminal charges against the Oakland police officer who shot and killed 18-year-old Alan Bluford.
Yes, Alameda County DA announced that yesterday. They're not going to be charging Officer Masso. And basically they concluded that they believe Officer Masso's account, that he contends that when he shot the teen, that his life was in danger, and that so it was a justified shooting.
And there's a question from the family's point of view as to whether or not that gun was actually planted.
Right. I mean, the family contends, and there's some strong evidence to back that up, that this was a good kid. He's a Skyline High School student, and by all indications that this is an unusual situation for him. And so they've sued the city. And I expect that lawsuit will continue for some time.
And the Oakland Police Department has been under fire now for this last year and, you know, ever since the consent decree. There's an article in the East Bay Express today about the sort of lack of confidence in internal investigations within the OPD.
Right. As part of the request by two civil rights attorneys, John Burris and Jim Channon, for a federal receiver to take over Oakland Police Department, they filed a lot of evidence last week. And among that evidence was testimony given by a consultant who said he spoke to commanders in the Oakland Police Department, and these commanders expressed no confidence in the department's own ability to investigate instances of police misconduct, both from the Internal Affairs Division and the department's Criminal Investigations Division.
And you can read all about that in the East Bay Express. I'm speaking with Robert Gammon, who is co-editor, and he's the author of this week's cover story, which is all about Berkeley being at a crossroads in this election. What's going on?
Yes, this is a historic election for Berkeley. There's numerous issues in the ballot, and there's the mayor's race and a couple of key city council races. The positions that the candidates have on a number of measures that are on the ballot really provide a great example of the competing visions for Berkeley. On one side, you have the pro-growth contingent, which is led by Mayor Tom Bates and city council members Daryl Moore and Lori Capitelli, who are running for re-election this year. And their vision for the future of Berkeley is to bring in a lot more people to live in downtown Berkeley and also live in West Berkeley. And on the ballot this time around is Measure T, which would do that in West Berkeley, would increase the population of West Berkeley. And they see that as the best way. If you bring in more people, they will, you know, be shopping at stores, they will be paying taxes, and so it's a way to grow Berkeley's economy without having to raise taxes on the existing residents there, or having to cut services further. And Berkeley already has very high tax rates, and it's been forced to cut services in the past few years during the Great Recession.
And so what's the competing vision to that, one of more development and tax base?
The competing vision is from anti-growth activists who have been really upset over the past few years about the direction that Berkeley has taken. They adamantly oppose the plan to bring thousands of new residents into downtown Berkeley, and they've also opposed Measure T, which would allow for more for population growth in West Berkeley. And so they're running a spirited campaign. They're backing two candidates against Tom Bates. One is Jacqueline McCormick, who's kind of a political newcomer in the city, and the other is Chris Worthington, who's been on the council for many years. Chris is not anti-growth. However, he often ends up voting with the anti-growth crowd.
And Oakland, Berkeley's neighbor, is also looking at potentially significant changes to the city council. The biggest story is that the at-large council seat is being contested. It's currently held by City Council Member Rebecca Kaplan, and current Council Member Ignacio de la Fuente is challenging her in this election.
Yes, it's the premier race in Oakland this fall, and it's unusual because de la Fuente, who's been on the council for 20 years, has decided to give up his own seat to run for another council seat. And Rebecca Kaplan has been on the council for a few years, and she's, according to a poll from Ignacio de la Fuente's own campaign manager, she's the most popular elected official in the city.
Then why would Ignacio de la Fuente run when he, by all accounts, been reelected to his own seat?
Yes. I mean, he definitely would be reelected if he decided to run again. He's won reelection numerous times by large margins and is very popular in his Fruitvale district. Before a debate last month, he told me that he's running to become against Rebecca Kaplan because he hopes to build a coalition, defeat her and build a coalition to pass some of the measures that he's wanted to enact in the past few years, including a curfew in the city and an expansion of gang injunctions. People in City Hall also think that he's angling to become president of the council again, a position he held for about 8 years. And if you're able to do that, then he would be able to essentially block Mayor Jean Kwan's plans for the city because he disagrees with her on most issues.